Joining me live over the phone today is Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir and our monthly update from the City of Kemmer in Southern Leakey County. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your time as always. And sounds like you're on the road today traveling to a meeting about the big Trona Mine expansion in Sweetwater County. And I'm glad to hear that. That was actually going to be my first question today, because the big news breaking with this since the last time that we had talked about this big expansion of Project West of the Trona Mine. So tell me what's on schedule today and what you'll be discussing.
So, yeah, we're going to Sweetwater County in Rock Springs to discuss Project West, which is an expansion of the Trona Mine, or a building of a new one. I'm not real positive there, honestly, but I think it's an expansion of an existing one. And there's going to be impact, of course, for three counties, for Sweetwater County and Kemmer and South Lincoln, as well as Lincoln County and Uinta County. And there's about, as I read it, about $25 million that in impact fees that are potentially available to apply for. And so we're all going to try to work together to see, share with each other what impacts we may have, and just as we have had with other projects like the ExxonMobil carbon capture expansion project, and as we have tried to demonstrate as well with the upcoming Cokeville solar farm project. So similar to those projects, and just people will, but what happens is when these workers come to the area, and we're about 60 miles from the site, just as Rock Springs is about 60 miles, and I think Evanston's about 70 or something like that. So we have workers that are going to come and stay in our hotels and be in our community, and we need to think about impacts like the impact on extra needed police patrols and our roads and our rec center, which is often used by those folks. And so those are some of the things we'll be discussing with them.
You know, and you talk about, of course, all of this mixed together with the nuclear facility, which of course is still in the works. And
yes.
The next 5 years for Southern Lincoln County are really going to be extremely important to get right for the long-term sustainability of the community.
Oh, yes. Yes, for sure. And another project you may have heard about, yet another Trona project, even bigger than this one, over twice the size, is planned as well. Just came out this week, I heard in the news. So they're all lining up, and we're also hoping, of course, to have a project with turning coal into ammonia, which would have impacts because it's a $2.5 billion potential project. So, yeah, we may not hit every project, and they may all not come to fruition, but we're hoping that as many as possible can, and that we'll have a sustainable economy no matter what. So.
Well, Brian, I wanted to get updates on some of the other projects, and you mentioned the coal to ammonia as one of those, and some of the projects happening inside of Southern Lincoln County, and get updates on those. And at this point, coal to ammonia, is that still moving forward?
Yeah, I know that there's been some delays, but I it's still being discussed and still being planned, and we're still talking to them, and they're still talking to other parties and trying to get the funding that they need to do a feed study. So that's where they are right now, as far as I know.
And how about the nuclear facility? Everything's still progressing on schedule?
Everything is full steam ahead, as I always say, full steam ahead. And we're looking at having them, the permitting process is, I think, on schedule with the federal regulations, as far as I know. And as far as the part that doesn't need to be permitted, as far as on the Fed side, the earthwork is being started. Once the snow melts, and I don't know how to forecast that yet. Hopefully we'll have spring soon, and they'll start doing some earthwork out there for the sodium testing facility. So that's all in the works, and I've been talking to them, and they're going to be about 150 workers at least this summer here in Kemmer, so in Diamondville.
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the phone this morning with our update from Southern Lincoln County here on the Weekday Wake Up. You mentioned spring, and yeah, today may not be the day to say so, but I think it will be coming hopefully soon. When you look towards the spring and summer in Kemmer, what are some exciting things coming up?
Well, the golf course opening, we're hoping to open it on the 15th of April, and we're excited for that. And we've got a good crew of folks there at the golf course making it look good. And we've got a new golf course advisory board that's working together with them in a good way. And we're excited for new things for that. Of course, we've always got a lot of – Kemmer's really known for its rec programs. And we really keep our youth busy even in this – In the winter, we have youth soccer going on right now. We just finished the junior jazz basketball. So these youth are really involved and engaged. And then they will be in the summer, too, with the rec center and other activities that they will be doing. So I really think those are some of the things we do in the summer. Of course, the big three events that we have, June, July, August, we've got Fossil Fest and Oyster Ridge and then the Golden Rule Days community picnic. So that'll be good. And then there's the splash pad. I'll just put in a plug for Diamondville on this. They've got their splash pad done, and we're still trying to figure out honestly what to do with our swimming pool. We're having a hard time finding lifeguards, so anybody out there have some good suggestions for lifeguards, please send them our way. We couldn't open last year because of that, and we're hoping to open this year if we can get some lifeguards and get it ready. So
sounds like we need to get you a whistle, Brian, is what needs to happen, huh?
That would be dangerous.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator on the Weekday Wake Up. As always, appreciate the valuable info and the update. Brian, anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that we are really working very closely with all of the towns and cities all over Lincoln County, including the north, on me and Violet Sanderson of the town of Afton are working closely on trying to get, and the county working with them to try to get some good projects to appeal to the cities and the people in the unincorporated areas, including recreation kinds of projects for the youth, for this 1 cent. We call it the 1 cent special purpose project tax, because it's just 1 cent. It's just one penny, 1% of, on this, and we're meeting monthly on that, and we're looking for projects, especially right now for the unincorporated areas that will appeal to them. This is a temporary project-based tax. It goes away after the revenue has been met, and we're trying to get it on the November ballot, and in Kemmer we're looking at roads, and Diamondville I think they're looking at roads, but in other places up north some of them are looking at roads. And dealing with some of the wastewater issues as well, I believe, on the county side of things, as well as some rec stuff, as I mentioned. So I think that's what's really, we've been working very hard to try to come together to find a win for the whole county on the 1 cent special purpose project tax is what we call it. So
excellent. And we'll, of course, have further updates on that as we get closer, but certainly something to keep our eye on, absolutely, as we head into the summer and get closer to the election. So, Brian, thank you so much for your time. Safe travels to you today, and we look forward to talking again.
Thank you. Take care.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.